This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. All kinds of just insane stuff in the news that we can talk about here tonight. Of course, you're welcome to join us. Big news, I think, is that a quarter of Americans now say it's time for the U.S. to split up into red and blue countries. We can talk about that on the way. Plus, the Attilus Gym in New Jersey is once again continuing to be under fire. We've talked a lot about what's happened to them, how they've been persecuted for just opening up their business. Yep. And in the studio, it's Ian.
And Angie.
Welcome back, Angie.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, it's good to have you
back.
Nobody's supposed to be joining us. I don't know where he is tonight, so maybe he'll pop in here at some point. But have you heard anything about it? I know you're into fitness.
Yep,
have you been following?
I have read about it. I read the article today and saw that they seized his assets.
Yeah.
Which was pretty big.
They seized their bank account balance, actually, in this particular case, which was over 120, 140, I think,
165.
Wow. Yep. $165,000. They just took it all.
They did, just for opening, for being open, staying open.
Correct. Now, I've actually got the statement from the owner of the business here. I believe his name is, or he's a co-owner. There are two owners. This guy's name is Ian Smith, if I recall correctly. And so here is what he has to say about this. What happened?
Long and drawn-out legal battle against Governor Philip Murphy and Judith Persichelli at the Health Department here in New Jersey. Most of you listening to this probably have at least some idea of what we've been through in the past 8 months. The most recent update as of yesterday was the implementation of a $15,497.76 per day fine for every day that Attilus Gym Belmar opens its doors to its members. Now, we have ongoing litigation in the matter defending ourselves against the unconstitutional...
Now, mind you, they've racked up, I believe last time I've heard, it's over $1 million in fines.
Oh, wow.
So, if I recall that correctly. But it's been $15,000 a day. It doesn't take very long.
No, it doesn't.
You know, to get there. So, going on.
Impressive nature of these fines. We also have ongoing litigation against the 80 municipal and criminal charges against us. Ongoing litigation in the case of the revocation of our business license without due process.
He mentioned 80 charges. That's a lot of charges. Now, they've been arrested already. They've been put in jail for contempt of court. They got out of the jail, you know, for contempt of court, and they found their business had been locked up. The government gang had shown up with plywood and put it over the open doors. They had actually removed their doors, meaning that the business owners had removed the doors to their own business because the government kept coming in and changing the locks on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they kept hiring locksmiths to change the locks on what's their business.
So they removed the doors.
So they pulled their own doors off, and so then the government shows up with plywood and puts plywood up and, you know, nails it or screws it up or whatever. And these guys get out of jail after a contempt of court charge, show up and literally kick in the plywood so they could get back
into... But it's their property.
Yeah, well, what you think it's your property. Government certainly doesn't act like it is. Let me go on here.
And the unconstitutional health department shutdown that was placed upon us in the first place. As of this morning, without warning and without permission and in the middle of litigation, Governor Murphy took it upon himself to empty our bank account entirely to the tune of $165,000.
And you can hear the sounds. He's showing a bank statement.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we do not charge our members, and we have not charged our members since April 1st, we have fought this legal battle and paid our bills entirely on donations from you guys, as well as T-shirt and merchandise sales in-store and online. This will not stop us. We will not stand down. We will continue to fight this fight because we know, based upon what is outlined in the Constitution, that when we get to the right courts and in front of a judge who respects the Constitution...
That's going to be the hard part.
To find a judge?
That respects the Constitution. Well, you can find a judge, but one that respects the Constitution, I don't think you're going
to
do that. Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen. I wish I could be optimistic. And I mean, about this, I am generally optimistic as far
Do you know what the mandate is in New Jersey? What do they say you can and can't do there?
Oh, God, it's New Jersey. I mean, they say you can't do anything in New Jersey. It's one of the worst, least, it's one of the worst, least free states out there. It's in the bottom five of worst states to live in.
Okay.
So there's a ton of regulations. There's a ton of control in New Jersey. I don't have the list. You heard him. He said he has 80 charges against him. So, I mean, it would take a while to even look that over if we could easily access it.
We will win this case. And we will make sure that no governor or no government official will ever wield these powers ever again.
Well, I mean, I would love that to be the case. I hope that they're successful. I hope that they are even half as successful as that they're hoping to be in this particular matter. But unless we end the idea of the state, this is always going
to
happen.
To someone. Someone's going to have to deal with this.
Right. And the reason, what's really interesting about this case is that they are showing us what it looks like when you actually do stand up for freedom, when you're a business owner and you put your business on the line. They've been able to continue, but it's after ignoring and after refusing and after reopening on purpose and forcing their way back into their business and getting creative and now losing their entire bank account balance. I sure hope that they paid their attorneys in advance. And that this was not the money that the attorneys were expecting to get later. Yeah. I hope they paid their attorneys in advance, because this is a tactic that the government gang can use to basically kill your case.
Because you have no money to fund it.
Because you can't pay the attorneys.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's been interesting is sort of watching how the government gang has dealt with this. Because normally when the gang comes to you and says, hey, you're in violation of these business rules that we made and you had no input on and we're going to shove down your throat, most business owners are upset, but they just meekly go about doing what it is they've been told to do.
That's because they're afraid that they'll be shut down, and then they won't be able to pay their bills. They won't be able to pay their employees.
And it's a legitimate fear.
Absolutely.
Because the government is a scary group of people, and they will ruin your life, and they will destroy your business, and that's what they're trying to do to these guys. And most people aren't even willing to get a fine, let alone go to jail, because both of those things are possible when you refuse to obey.
Right.
But these guys are willing to do it. And what's more interesting is they actually have, like he mentioned, he's got kids. He's got a family. So to be able to put everything on the line like that is outstanding and really inspirational. And it's educational as well, because they've been documenting this the whole time. I mean, this is one of a myriad of videos this guy has made and posted on his Instagram, and I don't know where else he's posting them, but I presume other places. So you can follow along in this whole thing and have some idea of what this would be like for other people that are going through this. Unfortunately, because so few people bother to stand up for themselves, it's possible for the state to focus all of its resources on just these two guys from New Jersey, because there probably aren't that many other businesses that are standing up in the same way that these guys are. I mean,
well, no, and now that they've seen this happen, they're not going to now, because they don't want to have to deal with it. They know what's going to happen if they choose to disobey.
And it's scary.
Absolutely.
No one wants to lose their entire bank account balance, but there are lessons that can absolutely be learned from this. And one of them is only keep the bare minimum that you need in dollars in a bank account.
Yes.
Because you may think it's your account, but it's their account.
Oh, yeah.
And they will use that account. Nobody joining us. If they want.
Hey.
They'll take it. They'll take every single
dime. I worked at a bank. I know.
Yeah.
They just lock them up.
Did you get jacked?
No, I didn't. But I had to tell customers when they came in. I was like, sorry, I can't give you anything. Your account has been seized.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's
and not by the government, by the bank.
Well, no, by the IRS. They say put a hold on that account.
Right. And in this case, it wasn't the IRS. It was the state of New Jersey. So it's not just the IRS that can waltz into the bank, show their badge, and then get an account frozen. It's the state agents that can as well. That's because, you know, banks are chartered by the governments of all at all levels.
And, of course, you don't need to be a government to do that. The bank itself can decide, as happened in our case,
yeah,
that one of your customers defrauded somebody, although there's no police report, there's no insurance report, but we've decided that you should be defrauded instead of them, so we're jacking the money out of your account.
Yeah, you are not in control of your bank account, and so, like I said, we got more to say about this. The New Jersey gym having over $160,000 just taken right out of their account. It's Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. toot.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. can join us here and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. We're talking about the New Jersey gym, the Attilus gym, that has been, at least as far as what we can tell, the most non-cooperative of all the businesses that I've heard of thus far throughout this whole COVID crackdown insanity.
Gyms in general and this gym in particular.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know, it seems like gyms have, well, and I guess it's understandable that they're saying, well, you know, I'm doing what's best for my health. I work hard on my health, and I don't want somebody else making the decisions about my health.
Many of, and sometimes the doctors, the so-called experts, are in way worse shape. There's like this huge woman in the European Union who's this minister of health, and she's like this.
Oh yeah, the one with the seven necks.
Yeah, she's humongous. It's like, how can you take this woman seriously when she talks about health?
Yeah.
So
every time I look at her, I'm like, you're lying through your tooth.
So yeah, these guys, they're in great shape. And, I mean, it certainly helps to be a bodybuilder when the cops are going to come after you because they're going to treat you a little bit differently, right?
Yeah.
You hope so anyway.
Well, the downside of that means they might decide they're just going to kill you.
They might. In this case, they
bring 17 officers with them.
Yeah, that's true.
They bring 5 for me, and I'm like 5'10 and, 50.
So, unfortunately, the next chapter here has been written in these guys' story. They're facing hundreds of thousands, if not $1 million in fines at this point that have just been racking up at $15,000 a day for months that have been going on. And now the government has come in there and just taken every single penny they had right out of their bank account.
Wow.
And likely that's only going to satisfy a portion of the total number of fines because $160,000, I mean, that's 10 days.
Okay.
Let's set up a crypto wallet for those guys. You know, maybe not fill it to that extent, but set up a crypto wallet, send them the keys, and then throw it up on the web that this is here, and if you want to help them out, there's a place you can send a little crypto, because there's a lot of people flush with crypto earnings right now, and I don't know about anybody else, but I would send them $100.
Well, now, that's the thing. I would be surprised if they hadn't already heard about cryptocurrency, but if they haven't...
But have they had anybody drop some on them?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question, and that's the other thing I wanted to point out here, was that not only should you not be trusting your bank account at all, because they can close it and take all the money out anytime they want to, they being the government or the bank, as you pointed out, nobody.
Yeah.
You're not in control of it. So keep as little in there as you need. You know, if you're paying your power bill through the bank account, then you want to have enough in there to pay the power bill. But beyond that, you know, anything else is at severe risk. Whereas if you're holding it in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, one of the other, there's even dollar tokens, these sort of what they call stable coins. You can still even have quote unquote dollars. Even though you don't have a bank account, you can still have the crypto.
You have what they call in the investment business dollar exposure, which means a dollar-denominated security, which is not a dollar.
Right.
And in this case, quite possibly not a security. But that's
just representation of a dollar.
Debate.
Yeah. And so that, you know, allows you to have some extra flexibility. And if it comes down to it, some of these businesses are probably going to have to start paying their employees in cryptocurrency. Because unless they're only running this gym by themselves, I presume they've got some help, and so you can't pay your employees if the government just took every single cent out of your bank account. So what you can do is have your employees get a Bitcoin account or a crypto account, whichever crypto we're talking about, and pay them in cryptocurrency. Then it doesn't even go through the banks. Then it doesn't go through the tax system.
Yeah.
This may be the beginning. I don't know. I'm optimistic,
right?
Well, for
taxes, there's another thing you can do, which somebody in Las Vegas did, and I thought it was brilliant, which is paying his employees in silver dimes and then taxing them on the face value.
Right. Because it's face value.
It's legal tender. It's 10 cents.
But it's worth like $3 or whatever, right? Or $2.
Yeah.
Or,
and that's how you can buy a gallon of gas for a dime still.
Great point. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Truth Seeker. He's on the line in Utah. Truth Seeker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, yeah. Real quick, before I get to my main point, is I just want to make sure you all are aware that every Bitcoin transaction is a taxable event.
oh, I don't agree with what their rules are, so no, I wouldn't agree with any of those things.
Yeah, I
know you don't agree, but other people that are playing by the rules, you know, your listeners, they need to be aware that if they're trying to play by the rules.
Well, stop being a sucker and stop playing by the rules. I mean,
it's not clear that those are the rules either. Yeah. I mean, basically, Bitcoin is prepaid computer cycles. It's rented computer time that they're going to use one day to process a transaction for you.
Mm-hmm.
But as I recall, passing around gift certificates for computer time is not a taxable event.
Mm.
So, it all depends on how you look at it. And I'm really curious as to how these things are going to be adjudicated in the future.
Yeah. Also, there's another argument that Bitcoin is freedom of speech as well, because it's just computer code. And somebody wrote that. Someone calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto, and so you're essentially just passing around the speech of this guy.
Yeah, I mean the information produced by the program, but that could definitely be said. The fact that somebody's given you some information, that doesn't mean you're the only person who has that information, and it doesn't mean you're the person who's going to use that information. Information can be copied.
Yeah, what you're referring to, Truth Seeker, and obviously I'm guessing you're not an attorney and neither are we, but what you're referring to is that the IRS, this group of criminals in the government gang, they say that somebody who, this is my understanding of what I've heard at least, that somebody who acquires Bitcoin has to keep track of at what dollar value it was acquired and when and how much Bitcoin it was. And then if they subsequently sell or buy something with that Bitcoin later, they have to keep track of how much the dollar value was of the Bitcoin and when and how. And then whatever the difference is, that's somehow like a taxable event due to capital gains or some BS.
And they would say the same about gold or silver or anything else. It's just that that's not something that anybody could do.
No, it's basically out of the realm of possibility.
The question is not what was its nominal dollar value at the time you spent it, but what was its dollar? What was the dollar value of what you received in return?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no record of what you received in return.
Well, there might be. If you bought a thing online, you may have an email that shows what you've purchased in that particular case.
That's true. In the general case, though, there's no guarantee that there's a record. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that much is true. And also, it's an impossibility. If you've ever bought one fraction of a Bitcoin one time, then yeah, maybe you could keep track of this. But if you've purchased a bunch of Bitcoin, well, it all goes into basically the same place. I mean, without getting too technical, when you spend Bitcoin, you don't know from which. Are you getting it from the original pile that you got back in 2015, or was it the pile you got when you were in 2016, or you've bought some every month or every week because you're doing dollar cost averaging? You don't know from which pile it's pulling it when it sends. You have no idea. This is an impossible thing to calculate.
Yeah, I mean, the closest you could come would be keep adding the dollars that you spend to a total and keep adding the Bitcoin that you received to a total, and then you would have the average and you'd be able to track from that. But even that's pretty crazy.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. It doesn't scratch and itch, and they started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. We're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration.
Vice President Mike Pence's comments at a security briefing regarding the inauguration. The Vice President continues.
President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are sworn in as the new President and Vice President of the United States in a manner consistent with our history, with our traditions, in a way that gives honor to the American people and to the United States.
Also speaking at FEMA headquarters, Acting FEMA Director Pete Gaynor has a message for Americans.
I have the utmost confidence in the agencies and the law enforcement partners who have developed and are implementing a comprehensive security plan.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 69 points to finish at 3992. USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering a primetime address on Thursday. Biden will be discussing his plan to combat the coronavirus and how to get direct economic aid to American families. The Biden campaign saying the package will be narrowed to gain GOP support and under $2 trillion. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News more direct payments could be coming to the American people.
The talking point there seems to be they're going to raise that from the previous $600 to $2,000. That goes to moderate and low-income households.
As vaccines continue across the nation, over 1 million Texans are vaccinated against the coronavirus. Texas Governor Greg Abbott making the announcement on Thursday, saying it makes the state the national leader in vaccine distribution. The governor says healthcare workers deserve a lot of the thanks for their work in helping others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
Free Talk Live, open phones. When you want to join us, you can at 603-283-6160. And when I say open phones, I mean generally. Right now, they're actually busy because we've got callers, and we're going to get back to them here in just a moment. But with you in the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Angie.
And, of course, you can.
Angie.
Yes, indeed.
Angie.
She has returned. It's good to have you back. So you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll take a look at what's happening in the studio. You can go to either our Twitch or DLive. We have video streaming platforms that have not deplatformed us yet. So for the moment, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm.
It's a coming, though.
There. Yeah, I'm sure it will be. We're working on something, which I don't want to talk about yet, that could be an alternative. There's a peer-to-peer streaming system out there now.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about further than that.
Is it the same one that we've talked about in the past with reference to another environment?
I don't think so, but it's one I'd never heard of before until last week, and so we got our tech crew working on that as we speak. So I don't know how soon that'll be ready, but we're working on it.
We must be the most technical church in the world.
I don't know about that, but Bitcoin.com is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. We've been talking about how crypto can help insulate you from things like, the governor of New Jersey coming in and stealing every dime out of your bank account.
Is that still that fat guy, Chris? Christie.
I think it is still that guy.
Oh, yeah. God.
I could be wrong about... No, I think they changed it. I think there's a new fat guy or something.
Oh, they got a new fat guy.
I don't
That's
know.
Great.
I mean, I'm just presuming he's fat. Because, you know, these tax feeders, they're pretty well fed.
Growing fat on our wealth and our blood.
Indeed. So go to Bitcoin.com. Learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash there. And you can just click Get Started right there at the top of the page and watch the first video or more than one. We're going to go back to Truth Seeker. He'd called in here tonight, and Truth Seeker, I don't think you'd gotten to the point of your call, so go ahead.
Yeah. So on your show the other night, you were talking about Apple versus Android, and you're saying a lot of good things about Android and not a lot of good stuff about Apple. And so just as a anarcho-capitalist techie guy, I want to give you three good reasons to get an Apple.
Okay, well, before you do that, I do want to say that we weren't saying good things about Google or Apple.
Oh, true.
We were comparing the two platforms and pointing out that Apple is a more centrally controlled platform than Google. They're both bad, though.
In my view, Android is awful, and Apple is worse.
All right, so go ahead with your three reasons.
Okay, why Apple is better, in my opinion, are the three reasons are it supports privacy and security updates.
Okay, privacy? Because it sounds like you don't have a whole lot of privacy if they want to, you know, come after you.
Well, the reason I say privacy is Google's business model is to sell all your information to their advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
So they collect as much data on people that use their system as possible. They've been caught turning on their their GPS without users requesting it.
Mm-hmm.
Apple's business model is not to collect data and sell it to third-party advertisers. There's a technical businesses. They produce phones and other devices, so they don't try and track their users.
Okay, so it was you said security updates,
support is almost certainly better from Apple because it's non-existent from Google.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, with Android, if you get 2 years of support, you're lucky. Android or Google.
Mm.
But Apple supports, I mean, they're still supporting the iPhone 6S, which was from 2015. Whereas most people don't keep
a phone for more than 2 years anyway, because they're constantly dumping them and replacing them, and it's this constant, you know, race to get the latest and greatest devices. Your typical user probably doesn't even keep their phone for much more than a year, in a lot of cases. But regardless, so those are, you know, some points, and to me it seems like generally most people are going to be concerned, especially today, about what they can and can't do with their phones, not so much the support and those other things. And when it comes to Apple, they're just more restrictive. They can, you know, pull apps completely, and you have no way of installing those apps on the operating system unless you want to jailbreak the phone, in which case I don't know what that does.
Now, as a programmer, would I be able to load an app that I wrote onto my own phone?
On Apple? iPhone?
Yes.
Not that I know of. I mean,
that's amazing.
It's a closed system.
That's horrific. That would stymie me as a programmer.
Yeah,
I had
supposed
to throw something in the store before I could test.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm not a programmer, so I'd be wrong.
I loved the Apple II. I cut my teeth on the Apple II, and I abandoned Apple when they came out with the very first Macintosh. I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told me that I went down to the computer store and I was like, yeah, I can't figure out how to open the case on this thing so I can see what's in there. And they said, oh, you need a special tool to do that.
Right.
And I said, oh, that sucks. How much? And they said, we can't sell you one. Are you serious?
Yep, that's how they roll, and that's how they've been for a long time, as you pointed out. Yeah. And they're still a very proprietary company today. Only if you want somebody to work on your phone, it better be Apple, and you're going to pay top dollar for it. So, Truth Seeker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. If you're going for openness, Google is just a little bit more open than Apple as far as allowing you to install third-party software onto their phones. You can root the phones easier and, you know, strip it down from as much Google as you possibly can.
I am assuming that Google owns Android.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you for the clarification on that. Yeah.
I figured that.
And actually, I'm planning on buying a phone possibly on the air tomorrow night, because I'm buying it from the Penguin. I'm buying one of his new rooted, non-Android phones. It's got, I don't know if it's got Ubuntu or Lineage.
Does it make phone calls?
Yes, I believe it does.
Oh, sweet.
I think he said it had Lineage.
Yeah, okay.
I think he did.
That's what I would have expected.
He'll probably tell us about it
tomorrow. Because I want to make sure that my app runs with Lineage, our app, and partially because, you know, I just want a phone where I know what that phone is doing, I know why it's doing it, and I know how to make it stop if I don't like it.
Yeah. I imagine he'll tell us a little bit more about that tomorrow night.
I hope so.
So we'll check that out. Then let's go in the meantime to Tom. He is in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening. Many years ago, specifically on 24 May 1979, Governor Hugh Gallon signed a bill here in New Hampshire to raise the drinking age from 18 to 20. And, of course, this was going along around the country. There was this trend to do this, and they vomited forth the excuse that they wanted to save lives on the road.
Hmm.
So instead of imposing tougher drunk driving laws on themselves, they would rather just punish everybody younger than 21, no matter how responsibly the person drinks.
Right.
Then they showed how much they actually cared about the carnage on the roads by raising the speed limits. Because, of course, the drinking age is an unforgivable hate crime and an attack on the fundamental rights and the basic human dignity of people under 21.
Absolutely.
While speed limits are inconvenient to persons who matter. And I'm just kind of wondering, after these riots down in Washington, D.C., where are the rioters when you need them?
Well, supposedly there's a, I'm not going to say it's a riot, but there's a protest that is planned for all 50 state houses coming up on Monday. There's been a lot of buzz about this in certain circles. Some people believe it's actually the federal government that is organizing or promoting these things. They're definitely promoting it because the FBI sent out a notice about this earlier this week, giving people a heads up that, you know, watch out, these things are happening. And state houses, there was a story in the news today that the New Hampshire State House, for instance, is beefing up security as well as the Maine State House. And so this is happening in other states as well, where there's expected to be a large security presence that will be present for these what are purported to be peaceful yet armed protests scheduled for high noon on Sunday this weekend.
And I think they're welcoming everybody. I think the idea is they want to get not only the Boogie Boys and the militia, but also Antifa and the BLM people out there and have a dialogue.
Interesting.
It'd be interesting if it happens. Just don't do anything, because the place is going to be full of cops.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Thanks for the call, Tom. And you can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whatever you want to discuss, you can do that here. And also, I want to say thank you to Jesse Cruz, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Jesse is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and bring new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth $5 a month to you, if you like what we do, please head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there, just like Jesse did. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use your debit card, your credit card, your PayPal, your Bitcoin, BTC, over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we were playing earlier.
You're taking BTC on a $5 a month transaction?
No, you want to.
That's
going to
cost you
have
like
to do at
$10
least,
to send it.
Yeah, you have to do at least 3 months in that case, and I would recommend doing more than 3 months at once. You have to do like a prepay.
Oh, okay. Okay, groovy.
So we were playing.
You five a month in BCH, anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have the technical reception ability for anything besides BTC. It cost quite a lot of money to implement BTC, and we just don't have people knocking down our door trying to give us cryptos, so it's just not worth spending any more money trying to let people use crypto. So if you want to do another crypto, you just have to email me directly, and I'll make that possible for you. It's just easier that way.
Someday I'll look at your site and see if I can hack it.
Okay. So anyway, back to the story here of the New Jersey gym, the Attilus gym that has been facing all manner of takedowns and or at least attempts to stop them from running their business. of allowing people to come in and work out if they want to do that. Because, you know, people should be free to make choices for themselves if they want to go into a gym with other people and take whatever risk that they feel that they might be taking to do that. They should be free to make that choice. But this government is using COVID as their excuse to take away all choices, to take away all options.
And I'm more likely to die of not going to the gym than I am to die of COVID because I've lost all the muscle tone in my buns. Mm-hmm. And now when I sit down, my legs go to sleep. It's not
bad.
Good.
Very bad. But yeah, that, they don't want you going to the gym. They want you to be sick and more dependent so you can look to the government, I guess, as your solution. Here's the remainder of what Ian Smith has to say after the government of New Jersey. Oh, apparently the name of the governor there is now Phil Murphy instead of the other guy, Chris Christie.
Yeah.
So Phil Murphy, Jack.
Fat man who said that pot smokers have no self-control.
Yep. Well, now you can smoke pot finally in New Jersey, but you can't work out
or can't leave the house.
Yeah, you can't do anything else. And so anyway, they
said that would be the effect if they let us smoke pot. We'd never leave the house, but they didn't say they were going to keep us in.
They took $165,000, that is to say all of the money that this gym had, out of their bank account, and that is what he is announcing here in this video. And he's saying it's not going to stop them. Let's continue with the video.
We will continue to fight this fight because we know, based upon what is outlined in the Constitution, that when we get to the right courts and in front of a judge who respects the Constitution, we will win this case. And we will make sure that no governor or no government official will ever wield these powers ever again. So this will not stop us. We are asking for your continued support in any way possible. Please share this video on all platforms as much as you can. Continue to keep our story in the forefront. If you can donate, please donate. We have a secure fund now being started for ongoing litigation. If you want to buy some merchandise, we will get it out to you as soon as possible. We truly thank every single person who has helped us along the way over the past 8 months. I can't say that or stress that enough. This is the most important thing that Frank and I have ever done, and we are going to see it all the way through. Thank you guys very much. As soon as there is an update on the matter, I will post it.
Kudos. Thank goodness for those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt.
I wish more people had that level of courage, because if they did, mm-hmm. if they weren't the only business in New Jersey, and maybe they're not, you know, maybe the other ones aren't getting any coverage, but if they weren't the one of the only few businesses standing up against the government, if instead mm-hmm. there were 5%, 1% even, of business owners who were refusing to be told what to do, it would make the government gang's job so difficult. They don't have the resources to go after all of us.
And imagine...
Or even part of us.
If these guys were set up so that when the cops do show up, you know, they could hit a button and let all of their members know.
Oh, yeah.
And get their members to come down there and support them.
That would be amazing.
You know, it really would. That is, someday, I hope that will exist.
Me too, and I know you're working on that behind the scenes. So if you want to comment, you can join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But whatever businesses there are in your area, if there's even businesses that are doing a quarter of what Attila's Gym is, even if they're just, you know, not wearing masks sometimes, or letting you in and not bugging you about it, or whatever, right? Like, there's different levels of non-cooperation with this. Give your business to those people and tell them thank you. Mm-hmm. Let them know. Give them a good review on, you know, Google or wherever it is that people do Yelp online reviews. Now, I heard, by the way, the other day that Yelp now has a snitch feature.
A snitch feature?
Did you hear about this?
Oh, God.
You know what snitching is, right?
Yeah, I know what snitching is, but how would you have a snitch feature?
You know what Yelp is?
Oh, they have it for the masks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So if you're not being all, you know, if you don't believe the political science, you know, the science is settled, mm-hmm. You know, then they'll let your customers snitch you out, which, why didn't your customers just go someplace else if they don't like it? I don't know.
Because these people feel like they are owed something. These are Karens, right? These are people who believe that they're entitled to being able to shop at your business and have you jump through the hoops that they want you to jump through. Oh, you, I don't feel safe. You're not wearing a mask.
You I don't feel safe if they are wearing a mask. They might be some guy who was just robbing the store when I came in. You know, he's got his little burglar mask on, and, you know, he might rob me, too.
We've seen a local business owner here in the area who's sort of our local Attila's Gym. She owns a business called Fucking Great.
Oh, well, she's better looking, though.
She's really nice. But Fucking Great is a local pho noodle place. Pho is a Vietnamese noodle. And she is just she's so courageous because she's not putting any mask on at any point. And she has gotten angry customers leaving her angry, negative, you know, one-star or two-star reviews on Google or wherever about her business. Mm-hmm. And so, luckily, the government gang hasn't come after her yet, which is interesting because she actually rents from the city of Keene.
I thought about that because she's right next door mm-hmm. to the government offices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So two things. I wonder if they're scared of her because she's already beaten them in their own court system once over the name
it
of the
place.
It
never went to court, but she did beat them in the court of public opinion in that matter.
Okay.
That in that case, you're talking about when they were opening the business in the city of Keene. It was 2018, I believe it was. The fall, was it winter 2018? Anyway, a couple years ago, they were opening the business or about to open the business, and the city of Keene says, whoa, 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 we can't let you open this business. It's got an offensive name.
Even though they'd rented to her like 8 months before under that name?
They cashed 8 months of rent checks while she was remodeling the place. And then they only had a problem when it came to Christmas Eve. They called one of the co-owners and said, yeah, we're not going to let you get your sign permit because of the name. Well, we put the news out about that at freekeen.com. It got picked up by mainstream media, and it went international.
I remember that.
And
people were freekeying out.
They were rightfully upset at what the city of Keene was doing, and so it became this international headline. And so originally the city of Keene was saying, oh, well, we need to have a meeting with you in 3 weeks. Well, they canceled the meeting and approved her sign. So it never had to go to court.
So I wonder, the other possibility, though, is maybe there's some city bureaucrat who, like, just can't get enough of her noodles.
Could be.
So it's like he's defending her from the rest of the world because he loves those noodles. They're good noodles.
Whatever it takes. As long as they're leaving her alone, that's what's important. Because it is nice when they leave you alone. I mean, ultimately, some people accuse me of wanting to fight with the government. I really don't. I'd rather they just leave me alone and leave my friends alone. And if they leave people alone, then I got no problem. But the problem with the government is they don't leave people alone. They constantly mess with people. They constantly come up with stupid rules. Our friends that run a convenience store, Chris Reitman, the former co-host here on Free Talk Live, they're mandating that all convenience stores hold their coffee cups behind the counter.
That's crazy talk.
So you're allowed to put your hands on every other item in the store. You know, you grab a pack of beef jerky, look at it, decide it's got too many calories, you put it back on the shelf. They don't want that to happen with a coffee cup.
Right.
Because COVID.
Because you're going to take them out and play with them? Or?
I guess, and then put it back on the
COVID
stack.
Viruses, they're coffee junkies. That's why. Yeah. They've got to have the coffee.
It's so stupid.
Otherwise, they won't wake up in the morning.
Yeah, it's so stupid. but that's what they're telling these business owners.
They're scared to go out at night, too, these COVID viruses.
And most business owners. Well, now there's an all-day curfew in Lebanon. Not New Hampshire, but Lebanon, the country.
Oh,
so,
good Lord.
I don't think you can call it a curfew if it's 24 hours a day.
No, that's lockdown.
That's just straight up you're in prison.
That's just imprisonment.
Yeah. More coming up here in moments. If you want to comment, America says it's time to split up, or at least 25% of Americans will tell you.
Yeah.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at bainbooks.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.